we had spoken with June and her family after they had mentioned this very generous plan to provide funding to Johns Hopkins in Ron's honor. And what we decided to do was really kind of honor the ideals that Ron held, that is education, communication, dedication to work, mentorship. And so what we decided to do, I think very boldly, was really to establish funds raised for this work, to establish an endowment that would support the work of a promising medical or a physician scientist in the field of pancreas cancer research. So as you know, this is an area where there is not a lot of funding in pancreas cancer research for established physicians. It's very difficult to bring in new investigators, either at the basic science or at the clinical research level, to devote a career in pancreas cancer research. So what we decided to do with this money is really to bring in the top talent that we already have here that may go to other areas of research just based on funding, and to bring them in very early and excite them about the work that's going on in pancreas cancer research, so that they will start work here. And once we believe once they start work in pancreas cancer research, they will really see the value that they're bringing in, the kind of patients that we have to see, the challenges that are on the table, and turn these patients over, or turn these future doctors and physicians into pancreas cancer research. So I think this is a program that exists in very few places around the country. We are very confident that this program will attract the top talent here, and we can bring these doctors in very early on and commit them into a career for pancreas cancer research.
June has told me that through some of the money raised, a chair has been established at Hopkins. What exactly does that mean?
Right. So again, it will be money that will be used in perpetuity to provide funding for young investigators that we will mentor, that we will help train, that we will help educate in the field of pancreas cancer research. So this is an area of bringing in, again, people who may not necessarily have thought about a career in pancreas cancer research coming into here, but again, this is an opportunity to provide some stable money for these young doctors and then allow them to develop projects within our pancreas cancer community and then subsequently stay in the field and get their own independent research and develop their own ideas.
You mentioned young researchers. Last month, we talked to a very young researcher, Jack Andraka, the freshman
right.
at North County High School. He won
right.
$75,000 in the Intel Science Fair, came up with a special paper to test pancreatic cancer research. Let me get your impressions of that, and also, where does Hopkins' work on that go from here?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant work by a perfect example of really young talent. This guy is an extraordinary person, and we'll hopefully get a chance to get him back here once he finishes college and his subsequent training. So he worked in the lab of Dr. Anirban Maitra, who's really one of the premier physician scientists in the country in pancreas cancer research. And so this is exactly the kind of people that we would hope to recruit back as part of this endowments program that June Smith and her family have started in Ron's honor.
And there's also some money the Hearst Corporation is giving, and that's going to be given on Tuesday.
Right.
I take it that money is going to be used for the same purpose?
Absolutely. I think that this, again, is money that we've earmarked, again, to really honor these ideals of Ron, of really teaching the next generation, in our case here, of pancreas cancer physicians and scientists.
Have there been any advancements in pancreatic cancer research in the last 6 months? I know we spoke in December,
right.
a few weeks before Ron passed away. Has there been any progress? I know it's only been 6 months, but has there been any progress?
Well, I think that the community is certainly building upon the work of basic scientists to really understand. I think I mentioned this before. Really, the reason why we're so behind in clinical pancreas cancer care is that we really have not had the tools to identify how pancreas cancer grows, how it develops, how it metastasizes. We at this institution, we've worked also very closely to understand how the immune system plays a very important role in cancer growth and development. And I think as we learn really now the basic underpinnings of cancer, we're really catching up now to other cancers where a lot of this underlying science is known, and therefore new drugs, new ways to, if you mentioned the work by the high school student, the ideas of developing new ways to identify pancreas cancer at an earlier stage. I think these are all ideas that are making its way up to the top here, and I hope that in a few years that we will be able to demonstrate unequivocally the gains from the work that a lot of people have done, and really the support that a lot of people through your listening viewers have been able to provide.